You're not going to want to miss this episode of the AI Show, where we learn about how to make your own video game robots that learn on their own. It's pretty cool. Make sure you tune in. Hello and welcome to this episode of the AI Show, where I am pleased to welcome again Dr. Katya Hoffman, Principal Researcher at MSR. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm very good, thank you.
Fantastic. Well, it's been a couple of years, almost years since we've chatted. Why don't you remind everybody what you work on so they can get a sense for what you do?
Fantastic. So last time we chatted, we talked about reinforcement learning. It's still a type of AI that we're very excited about in my team. And so myself and my team work on reinforcement learning algorithms, especially in the context of gaming. So understanding what the impact of reinforcement learning could be in gaming and what new player experiences it would enable.
So for those that aren't familiar with reinforcement learning, can you give us like an elevator pitch for what it is and why it's so cool?
Absolutely. So reinforcement learning is a very general type of machine learning that formulates a problem from the perspective of an agent that interacts with the world by taking in observations about the current state of the world and by taking actions that have some kind of effect in the world. So you can imagine, of course, in a game that's really appealing because it allows you to create game characters that experience the game from the point of view of getting some observations, some sensing about what's going on in the game at this point in time, their actions. And then learning takes place through a reward signal that is created, for example, by the game designer or game developer to put some kind of pressure on the agent. By interacting with the environment in this way, the agent observes what kinds of rewards are associated with its actions. So it can learn about long-term, if I take this action at this point in time, does that lead to a good outcome or a bad outcome? So reinforcement learning is really a formal method for working out long-term consequences in taking sequences of actions in a complex environment.
So in this case, we're doing it in the context of games. And if I remember right, when we chatted last, you were working on this project called Project Malmo. Why don't you describe that briefly?
Absolutely. So Project Malmo was the first project that my team and I went public with. And this was really mainly targeted at researchers, allowing them to use the game Minecraft as a platform for doing reinforcement learning research. And so if you remember, I was hugely excited about Minecraft as a platform for this, and I still am, because Minecraft is such an open-ended game. So we're really seeing this as a kind of game that allows this whole trajectory from relatively simple agents and relatively simple environments all the way up eventually to agents that solve complex problems within the game Minecraft, and that also tell us something about how we can create such agents for other real-world applications that require agents to learn about their environment and take complex sequences of actions in order to achieve their goals.
I'm a huge fan of Minecraft, particularly because it's so open-ended and you can have any type of goals that you want, like not die, for example, although it's to build amazing things. And so what you're saying is that reinforcement learning is a technique that allows an agent to learn based upon what is going on around it. Does that work or does it really anything?
That is really a good way to think about it. So if we have a game like Minecraft, then a researcher or a game creator or someone who wants to train an agent within the game Minecraft would still have to provide a reward signal. And so this is really a way of expressing that goal. You mentioned not dying. So you could imagine an agent that you let loose in the game of Minecraft and you just reward it for surviving for as long as possible. We also had a great collaboration. We have an ongoing great collaboration with various university and other partners, including CMU, for example, where the goal is to create reinforcement learning agents that learn to mine a diamond in Minecraft using reinforcement learning, so interaction with that environment, and a very small amount of demonstration data from a human player showing how to get a diamond. And so you can imagine, this is a really hard task by itself. It's a really nice way to test out the current state of the art in reinforcement learning and drive improvements there. But you could also imagine millions of other tasks that we could be training our agents to do.
So this is really cool, but it's been several years. What's new?
So one project that my team and I just announced in collaboration with several other partners is called Project Pedia. This is a research collaboration with Ninja Theory, which is a game studio located very close to us here in Cambridge in the UK. And it just so happened that as we looked at the research challenges that we were addressed and identified that one of the key challenges that we want to tackle is understanding how to create AI agents that learn to genuinely collaborate with human players. It turned out that Ninja Theory just had the perfect game to allow us to test that out. So their game, Bleeding Edge, is a team-based game that really relies on tight cooperation within a team. So it's 4 versus 4. And one of the challenges that we set to us in this research collaboration was to, one, understand how to get reinforcement learning into a modern video game, as Bleeding Edge was something that the team was working on right at that very moment. And then also understand how we can create agents that, for example, can perform well in a team when coupled with human players. So agents that really have to understand, what is this human player trying to do? How do I respond to this as well as possible? How do I coordinate my actions so that my team is successful?
It feels like the difference between Bleeding Edge and Minecraft is very subtle. Would you mind diving into how it's actually different?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So Minecraft is hugely open-ended, as we just mentioned. And so there, we could, in principle, create a variety of tasks that require collaboration between, let's say, a human player and an AI agent. The nice thing about Bleeding Edge was that it allowed us to have a more focused kind of proof point or kind of research case study where there already is this game under development, where we know that human players are able to effectively coordinate and are able to, for example, make strategic decisions depending on their teammates' abilities. And so that kind of provided that more focused platform really around understanding how to get agents to do this cooperation with human players.
And that's interesting because if I'm understanding it right, in Minecraft, in Project Malmo, you had to give it a reward function. But here, it can actually learn what the rewards are based upon other players. Is that fair to say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ultimately, in the game, it's the reward is quite obvious. If your team wins, you succeed. So there, the kind of higher level goal is already given, which wouldn't necessarily be the case in Minecraft. There, we would have to design this on our own. We can still tweak the reward function that's given to the agent, but ultimately, the goal is clear. If you're able to successfully collaborate with your teammates, then you win the game.
That's interesting. And I'm thinking about the Minecraft situation. There really isn't someone else that you can collaborate with. And so it doesn't have anything. I mean, I guess it learns from its surroundings, but now it can actually learn from a human as opposed to a reward function in some artificial environment.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And one of the types of techniques that we are exploring in the context of our collaboration with Ninja Theory is to understand how we can use demonstration data, so human player data, to start imitating of and essentially forming, kind of interpolating between trying to imitate human players as much as possible with also using reinforcement learning to really learn about the consequences of actions and try to perform as best as possible.
Well, this is really cool. Do you have anything to show us?
Absolutely. I'm glad you asked. In the context of Project Pedia, we just released this AI innovation page. And let me share this page. So what you're seeing here is the AI innovation page for Project Pedia that we just announced. What I want to show you here is this interactive experience where you can experience right in your web browser what it's like to interact with a trained reinforcement learning agent. So for this game, we trained a reinforcement learning agent to collaborate with a human player in this escape room game. So in this game, I am, or the human player, is this white robot right here, while the blue robot here is controlled by a reinforcement learning agent. And as you can see, the reinforcement learning agent is trying to be helpful. So in this game, there are two things you need to do. One agent needs to be on this red switch in order to activate these platforms for the other agent to toggle. And once these are toggled, I'll be able to escape. Now, we've already seen that the trained reinforcement learning agent is trying to be helpful, given that I'm not moving. But I can also move close to it and kind of see if it can pick up that I want to change roles and stand on this switch. And so we can see that it has correctly understood what I'm trying to do. And now, again, it's collaborating with me by flipping those switches and opening the door for me. So, thank you so much. And now I can escape.
That's really cool. So basically, it understood that you two needed to collaborate somehow, and it was doing what it thought was the right thing. But then when it saw you get close, like, oh, okay, we're switching our responsibilities here. And then it went ahead and did that.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. That's what it's been trained to do. And it's able to understand the human player's behavior in that way.
That's really cool. So where can people go to, I mean, what's your call to action? Where can people go to like start writing or playing with this system or creating more reinforcement learning algorithms?
Mm-hmm. There are two resources that we can show right here in the video. First, we'll show the link to this AI innovation page. You can not only try the interactive experience, but you can learn a lot more about reinforcement learning and what it takes to make it possible in video games, as well as learn something about the latest research that we're doing in this space. We'll also show a link to an Azure resource where you can get started training your first reinforcement learning agent today.
So I'm curious, what can you show us this particular one as well? What's the robot trying to do here, and how do you escape? Is it the same kind of game?
It's the same game. The only thing that changes between all the instances is the position of the switches and those platforms. So here we're showing that the agent has learned a general behavior, the general meaning of what the switches and the platforms are and what their functionality is, rather than having been hard-coded to follow a particular path.
Well, this has been amazing. Any final words, Dr. Hoffman?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're just hugely excited to share this interactive experience as well as our learnings. So do try those links. Try to train your first reinforcement learning agent and think about how to use reinforcement learning, maybe in your own video game.
Well, this has been amazing. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. Thank you so much for watching. You've been learning all about reinforcement learning from Dr. Hoffman. Make sure you try out those amazing links. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care.